Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this will be a good one. Today we have with us Rudy Krabel, and he's with Cloverly. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Cloverly. How are you serving folks?
Hey, so Cloverly is a sustainability as a service platform. We have an API that helps neutralize negative environmental impact as common carbon emitting activities. We do it in real time using inputs from your business or organization's existing data. And the Cloverly API calculates the amount of carbon emitted from purchases and then allows for either businesses or consumers to purchase carbon offsets or renewable energy certificates to neutralize their emissions. So it's kind of like Stripe for the, as an API for payments, or Twilio as an API for communications. We built Cloverly, which is an API for carbon offsets.
So now, does this work in every industry, or do you have a sweet spot in certain industries this is a good fit for?
Yeah, so our fastest growing space today is in e-commerce. A simple example there is you've got your size and weight of a package that you might have purchased and is going to be delivered to your home. We can pick up the size and weight, origin and destination, and then the mode of transportation. And again, calculate the carbon emissions related to that and then give you the ability to offset the emissions there. But the API is built for developers. It's built to be played around with, and for folks with an expertise in a particular industry, we love for them to take it on and see how they can introduce new sustainability solutions into their business. Things like ride sharing, flights, supply chain and transportation applications. Those are all in play. And again, the tool is ultra flexible, and it allows for all kinds of cool integrations and again, new ways to make things greener.
So what's an example of how, like, say somebody was in supply chain or logistics, and then, maybe they're not doing any of this work right now regarding this aspect of sustainability, and they say, okay, I'd like to partner with Cloverly. So how would that work? How would you kind of educate them and maybe give them access to whatever they need access to so that they can integrate it seamlessly into their business?
Sure. So in every case in today's world, you've got a digital infrastructure that's capturing data. So in, say, logistics or supply chain, you know where all your trucks are moving, you know how far they've traveled. And you know all the data behind what, we need to calculate emissions. So Cloverly syncs and integrates seamlessly into those existing data infrastructures, whether it be an ERP system or a special software that you're already using to manage these assets. The API can be inserted into that, and we can start calculating emissions. Maybe as a business owner, you're just looking to get a better feel for what the carbon footprint is, or maybe you're looking to get a more granular view into what the various carbon impacts are from maybe a specific business unit or region. Just by inserting a couple lines of code, we can start calculating that on a granular way that provides a new layer of transparency and visibility for these guys. The Cloverly app is free to create an account. We have a sandbox mode and ways to test and play around with the API at no cost. So I'd encourage anybody to go to our website and check it out.
So now, why should businesses care enough to do this? Like, what's in it for them when it comes to kind of assessing this?
Sure. So we do a lot of surveys, and the reality is that consumers are becoming more and more eco-conscious. They're looking for brands that kind of represent their views and their values. And even through the pandemic, we've seen that these trends continue to hold. And so as a business, as your consumers are changing, you want to be able to adapt to them and their needs and provide the kind of service and the type of business that they want to support. we can do everything we can, both as people and as businesses, to reduce our own carbon footprint by changing the way we do things. But at the end of the day, some of these emissions are simply unavoidable. And that's where carbon offsets, that's where Cloverleaf comes in. It's an easy way for folks to tap into the voluntary carbon markets and contribute to the projects, whether it be in forestry, landfill gas capture, urban forestry, solar and wind, all these projects that are actively working to reduce the Earth's carbon. You know, we provide the means to access those and give back, because, you know, we all need to do our part. And there's a need for proactive and engaged conversation, as well as shifting from intent to action when it comes to combating climate change.
Now, what percent of organizations are kind of even assessing their carbon footprint right now?
That's a tough question to ask. We see the full range when we talk to our consumers, or our partners, excuse me. Sometimes this is their first foray into carbon offsetting, or even looking at their own footprint, and they're just looking to learn more about it and to see how they can interact. Other times, businesses are maybe way ahead of the curve. They've got a lot of active initiatives in place. They're integrating sustainable practices all throughout the business, and they want to use Cloverleaf to help track that and get a better idea of what that looks like from a data perspective. We support all of them. You know, we think that if there's any way we can help any of these businesses improve the way they do things and to become more green, we're actively trying to support them and have had a lot of success doing so far.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the genesis of the Cloverleaf idea. How did that come about?
Sure. So our founder, Anthony Oney, has decades of experience in the renewable energy space. And this experience inspired him to start Cloverleaf, which launched back in April of 2019. So he saw firsthand how complex and arduous it was for large businesses and corporations to purchase renewable energy, as well as carbon offsets. And he kind of recognized the need for a tool to make these instruments more transparent as well as accessible. Carbon offsets have been around since the 70s, but how to purchase them has historically been opaque and confusing. So Cloverleaf was founded to leverage technology to bring a new era of transparency to this space, bring more credibility, more accessibility to offsetting, and to open doors for businesses and consumers to reduce their carbon footprint. So the Cloverleaf API, it neutralizes these negative emissions or these negative environmental impacts, and it creates an easy way for this to happen, whereas in the past, it's been extremely complex and difficult and required a super high level of expertise. So again, Anthony realized the need for this and got to work. He saw that the trends in technology and the way things were progressing, that the timing was right. And, you know, the API, which is foundational to Cloverleaf, is such a powerful technology that we, once it started to take off and got some traction right off the bat, we knew that we were onto something.
So talk about that early traction. Did you have some kind of early adopters that were partners that kind of played around with this to really see what was what? And then when they saw the benefits, then they kind of leaned in and then really started using it?
Yeah, so the developer community is fairly tight-knit. There's a lot of open source tools out there. So, Cloverleaf started in that space as a way for developers to bring carbon offsets into their applications and to build new applications that have a sustainability component to it. So that was really kind of the groundswell where people playing with this, hackathons, even school projects where there's, you know, just an interest in sustainability. And then from there, the first place that really took off was in the e-commerce space. So we started to see a lot of interest. We were out selling and we noticed that was where we were getting the most hits. And so we took it one level further and built some native applications for Shopify and some other e-commerce platforms like BigCommerce and Magento. just to make it that much easier for these, whether it be a small business, all the way up to a, you know, a large global organization, they can again access Cloverly and insert it into what they're already doing to make it green. So the e-commerce space, again, it's kind of picked up fast, especially with COVID and now into the holidays. We've been really fortunate with that timing. But we still have folks all across the world, whether they're using Cloverly for their micromobility, their scooter company, or you know, they're working it into their logistics, like we mentioned before. It's been fun to see this organic growth, and every day we hear of new ways that people are leveraging the technology. That's one of the most exciting parts about the business is learning from other professionals or just hobbyists to hear how they're kind of viewing the technology and their ideas about how it could be put to work.
So now you mentioned earlier that part of the reason why companies are doing this is they want to educate their customers that they are doing this and that it's an important part of their value system. Is there something like kind of a Cloverly score or something that lets people know that, hey, we're doing this and this is the kind of the results that we're getting from doing this?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess carbon and you know, sustainability is more than just carbon weight, and it's more than just dollars and cents. Really cool part about this space is the narrative behind these projects. So, you know, oftentimes there are what we call co-benefits. So, for example, in urban forestry, if you're reforesting and managing this preserved land, there's community benefits, there's employment benefits, there's the whole notion of climate justice that comes into play. Each one of these projects that we support has a story to tell. So we're finding brands are connecting these stories to themselves. You know, you've got, maybe it's a brand with a special tie to some region of the world, and they're contributing to projects directly in that region. Or they have in the fashion industry in particular, right? We see a lot of attention towards disposal because they know that, you know, that's a critical part of their business model. But all that to say that we do provide all the numbers and the data behind what's taking place. When Cloverly is put into work, you'll get a carbon estimate that shows exactly what the expected emissions are going to be from an action you're taking or a transaction that you're about to engage in. But also after a purchase takes place, all that data is stored. So if you're brand using Cloverly, you can show back to your customers, you know, this is the amount of carbon that we've offset to date. These are all the different projects that we've contributed to. And here are the stories behind these projects as well. And another cool thing about the API is it allows you to take that data and put it pretty much anywhere. We have brands that will put it in maybe their email confirmation. Others will have it on a standalone site. So lots of cool ways that you can package that up and show it back to your customers or just keep it internal for your employees as well.
So now, is this something that's super expensive to invest in, or is this something that is affordable for most folks?
It's extremely affordable. I think people often overestimate how expensive it can be to offset your footprint. And even Cloverly as a tool, we have several models. Some are geared towards brands and other are geared towards customers, but we do have some options that can be accessed for net zero cost to the brand. In that case, you know, you're giving your consumers the option to offset their impact. We take care of all the compliance, the record keeping. All you have to do is download the app or insert the code from the API. And you know, again, net zero cost to the brand. You have other models where the brand wants to take this on. And, you know, it can be as low as, it's always going to be, well, I shouldn't say always, but typically less than a dollar to offset something like your package being delivered across town or across the world too. So, you know, sometimes it can be as small as a matter of dollars and cents to offset your impact. And again, we're doing everything we can to continue to drive that cost down too, because our goal as a business is to drive as much funding to these projects and to make these tools as accessible as possible for everyone.
So can you share an example of a company that's kind of using Cloverly right now? You don't have to name their name, but it maybe what they were doing before and what they're doing now and the outcome that they've gotten.
Yeah, so there's this cool company called Davinus that's actually based out of Italy. They've got an Italian store and or an Italian operation as well as the U.S. North American one. And they're in the beauty space, and they've integrated Cloverly on both their North American and Italian websites to offset the shipment emissions for all of their e-commerce deliveries. And what's especially cool about Davinus is they, for a long time, have already been active in working with a conservation effort in Ethiopia. And so we've worked with them to kind of create new layers of transparency into that effort, show their customers more about what they're already actively doing, and also report back and get a better feel for how, you know, this sustainability effort is performing with regards to their purchase activity. So again, this is a brand that already was active in their sustainability efforts, and they're leveraging Cloverly to bring new capabilities and new transparency and create some new customer touch points to again, show people this effort and to generate more awareness and interest in their efforts.
Now, you frame Cloverly as kind of a B2B2C company. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. So we primarily work directly with brands, but it's all about how we can drive new points of engagement with their customers as well. So again, some of these brands are very far along the path to becoming a carbon neutral or fully sustainable business. In those cases, it's all about showing their consumers this effort, getting them involved, and again, building that awareness like we talked about. In other cases, the brand's first step into sustainability, and they're just trying to make an impact with the means that they have. And in that case, we're giving consumers the option to participate on behalf of that brand. So, you know, every brand's different. They've got different motivations. They've got different goals in mind. Cloverly is really cool in that it is so malleable and flexible that it can adapt to whatever the business or the consumer like to do. We really focus on that user experience, that user interface. How do we make this offsetting transaction more seamless and easier to execute on? But also, what is the optimal experience for a consumer? Carbon offsets is a typically very complicated space. So whatever we can do to make it more simple to understand, but also not creating any kind of extra confusion or create any new decisions to be made throughout that process, whatever we can do to make it seamless and as well as enlightening, that's what we're striving to do.
So now, how are we doing in this arena as a whole, as a society, maybe just in America, we can talk about? Like, in one side of the equation, I would imagine there's less cars on the road as individuals more and more are working from home. But on the other side, there's probably more trucks on the road because more and more people are getting things delivered. Are we making progress in this area, or is this just getting worse and worse every day?
I mean, we're taking the right steps. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I think fortunately we've seen an outpouring of effort and, as well as capital going into either direct air capture, other carbon removal strategies, carbon offsetting, and as well as just, advancements with battery technology, just to name one. It's been a global effort and it'll continue to be that, but, you know, it's an urgent matter. I think the pandemic has ushered in some changes in behavior that have helped, I guess, put a dip into our impact. But at the same time, it's not enough. So whatever we can do to contribute to curbing carbon emissions and creating a more sustainable economy as well as just a more sustainable earth, those are needed. You'll see there's a lot of studies out there, but I think, you know, majority of folks would like some of these changes that have been born out of the pandemic, whether it be working from home or less air travel. Some of these things might stick around. And, you know, if we can kind of meet in the middle and combine some of these parts of our life that make things really convenient, like getting boxes shipped to your door, we can kind of combine that with the right tools and the right approach to making them green. I still think it's possible to get the best of both worlds while creating a better future for everyone.
So you mentioned e-commerce is kind of a sweet spot for you right now. If there's a company out there that wants to have a more substantive conversation with you or somebody on your team to learn more about how this could work for them, what is the website? What is the best way to kind of engage and talk to you guys?
Sure. So we recently launched a new website. It's at cloverly.com. But we really believe in a human approach to this. So if you get in touch, whether it's just emailing us at hello@cloverly or just opening a ticket on the site, creating an account, a member of our team will be in touch shortly. And, you know, we typically just like to spend that first introduction with our prospective partners, just learning about their goals. What's cool about Cloverly, again, is how flexible it can be, but that creates a lot of options. So, again, whether you're just new to this effort or it's something that you as a business have been working on for a long time, we love to hear about it. And from there, you know, again, our goal is to drive awareness and contribute more funding to these projects. We like to talk about those too. So, you know, whether it's a forestry project outside of Mount Shasta up in California, or it's, you name it, that urban forestry project there in Pittsburgh is something that I'm really excited about. But just, again, getting people excited about where their dollars are going and the impact that it's having, we found it kind of creates that engagement and gets people excited about what we're doing. The technology is super cool. It makes for a lot of really unique and exciting capabilities. But at the end of the day, this is a human problem that we're trying to solve. This is a global problem, and there's a lot of different moving parts. And so we try to highlight the things that we think people are going to connect to the most, and kind of open their eyes and teach them. It's again, I keep talking about how complex it is, but that education factor is so important. Just whether it's just reminding people that their e-commerce delivery has a footprint, or you know, taking it to that next level and introducing people to those projects that can be used to reduce it. Whatever we can do to open people's eyes and generate that excitement is it's a win for us.
And it's one of those situations where, like you said, it is complex. And if you have an easy way for people to do this and participate, there's a lot of folks out there that want to help, but they don't know how, or they don't have the kind of the wherewithal to do it. And this makes it very easy to do it in a simple, elegant, seamless way in doing what they were doing anyway, if they are so inclined.
Right. You know, we have some businesses that'll, I think the most common way people find Cloverly is on other people's websites. So maybe they bought something from one of their favorite stores and they saw us in the cart. They'll get in touch, and the ones that are really excited about it can have it up and running in a matter of hours. We saw a lot of that in this run up to Black Friday and the holiday season. And so it can be as simple as that and a real quick out of the box integration. Others take a really hands-on approach and do a lot of customization. But at the end of the day, if you want a checkbox next to every, shipping option that says you want to make this carbon neutral, that's something that you can add to your site at, again, a net zero cost in a matter of clicks. And our team is, again, super hands-on. We love supporting the folks that are excited about what we're trying to accomplish. And so we'll give you whatever level of support that you want. You know, if it's mom and pop who've been, in business for a while, but not necessarily the most tech savvy folks, we'll take a much more hands-on approach. But if you're maybe a larger business or just a more tech savvy operation, we'll stay hands off and we'll be there if you need it. But again, our goal is to make this as accessible as possible. And that means being adaptable and flexible with everybody's needs. So I think we've gotten pretty good at that.
Well, Rudy, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you. The website one more time?
It's www.cloverleaf.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for sharing your story today.
Thank you, Lee.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.